Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. Let me bring on my co-host. Of course, you might know her from Amazon. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 10.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 173.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you take a quick second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And this is interesting. Number 10 is basically religion and spirituality. Show number 173 is called Sermon Drop Main Feed, and there are about five of these sermon drop things in iTunes. And their website is sermondrop.com, and it says, you know, basically, here's how you can turn your sermon into a podcast. And it's just so obvious that this is a company that knows nothing about podcasting. There's no artwork for this. There's no description. And there's literally like four or five of these. And what is their pricing? This should be interesting because sometimes $28 a month. Yeah, so it's just... it's one of those things where uninformed people are going to use this service because, well, you know, I want to get my church on the podcasting thing. But the bad news is it looks like, and this is the kind of company, I don't know this, but I would bet the farm that this is the kind of company that doesn't let you leave and take your audience. But at any rate, so I don't know who this is, but it is, I'm going to guess, a sermon, and it sounds a little something like this.
So tonight, Hebrews chapter 4, and beginning in verse 1.
Now, what if I like this
verse
show?
Verse 1, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, or any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished.
Now this guy has about 30 seconds to turn this into English when this is done.
For a certain place in the seventh day of the wise, and God did rest on the seventh day from all of his works. I want to go back to verse 2.
And actually, to
understand chapter 4 in the book of Hebrews, you have to go back to chapter 3. I keep want to try to remind you, God did not put the chapters in there, all right? Wait a minute, this is chapter 4 now. You know, he didn't, men put that in there.
So this is obviously a sermon.
And for you to understand what Paul is talking about here, you have to go back into chapter 3. So go back to chapter 3 with me, if you would, please, all right? And I want to go back and let's see. Let me start in verse 14.
Yeah, let's not.
Let me start in verse 14.
And not bad audio quality. We have no idea. Like, let's say I liked this, and I wanted to go see where this pastor was. There's no identification on this at all. I have no idea who this came from. And there's no artwork. The website is nothing. This is, to me, I feel sad when I listen to this. And in terms of a sermon... you know, for me, as someone who does occasionally preach, I always start off with, today I want to talk to you about blank. Again, you've got to give people a table of contents. And that guy's spouting Hebrews, and I'm like, I have no idea what he's talking about. Because sometimes the Bible isn't the easiest thing to understand. And then when you get done with a scripture like that, you better tie it into how it applies to somebody's life quickly, or you're going to lose your audience. So... for me, I feel bad because this just, when I look at this, I just see that another church that probably doesn't have somebody there who really understands technology saw this, you know, and I'm going to bet somewhere on here because they have a picture of a cross on their front page and, you know, it's a Christian company, you would think that they trust them. And it's just, you know, let me see here, about. Let's go to the About page here. The goal of Sermon Drop is simple. Or maybe we should say simple is the goal. We want to provide churches with, whether small or large, a simple way to get sermons online. Okay. Yeah, it's just, ugh. So, at any rate, if you would like to have your show featured here, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and if you're thinking of starting a podcast, check out Podcasting in 6 Weeks. This is a class that's starting very soon in January, and I will hold you by the hand every Saturday. We're going to get together for a couple hours, and it's a group coaching class. Class size is limited, and if you're interested in that, go out to podcastinginsixweeks.com, and I'll go ahead and throw this in here as we wrap up the week. I realize a little bit last week and a little bit this week, I've been kind of sketchy. I've been actually kind of sick is the big thing. Plus, I was out of town. I'm hoping to get back on track, but I appreciate everybody listening and everybody's patience, and I think we're good to go. And of course, obviously, if you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, then I have to review your stuff, but I think we're good to go. And I just want to thank everybody for their patience. So have a great weekend. Stay warm if you're on the East Coast. And remember, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.